Hi, this is Meatloaf.
I'm Taylor from The Pretty Reckless.
This is Roger Daltrey, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and have a really good New Year.
This is Phil Collins here from Genesis.
This is Jane Monheit. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. The anniversary of the death of rock singer Meatloaf just passed, and it got me to thinking about his long-rumored Christmas album. This is kind of like a visit from the ghost of the Christmas that could have been. Now, most don't realize this, but Meatloaf has sold more than 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. And as far as the name goes, he stated in an interview that when he was born, he was bright red and stayed that way for days, and that his father said he looked like 9 pounds of ground chuck. And his father convinced hospital staff to put the name Meat on his crib. He was later called ML in reference to his initials, but when his weight increased, his seventh grade classmates referred to him as Meatloaf, referring to his then 5'2", 240-pound stature. He also attributed the nickname to an incident where, after he stepped on a football coach's foot, the coach yelled, "Get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf." Somewhere, maybe in the middle of all of that, or others, is probably the truth. Now, Meatloaf had many brushes with Christmas music, working with artists who later released Christmas music, starting with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Tim Curry actually recorded a version of White Christmas in 2013. The single also featured Courtney Sanchez, lead singer of The Atlantics. Now, one of his first gigs was opening for Cheap Trick, who released a Christmas EP in 1996 and a Christmas album in 2017. In 1981, he recorded the song Dead Ringer for Love, which was a duet with Cher, who released her Christmas album in 2023 and a new single, Christmas Is Here, in 2025. In 1985, he recorded the song Bad Attitude with The Who's Roger Daltrey. Now, with The Who, Daltrey sang Christmas from the rock opera Tommy. He also starred in a Broadway production of A Christmas Carol, releasing the single God Bless Us Everyone in 1998. In 2006, Meatloaf recorded the duet The Future Ain't What It Used to Be with Jennifer Hudson, who released her Christmas album in 2024. Jon Bon Jovi co-wrote the song Elvis in Vegas for Meatloaf's 2011 album Hang Cool, Teddy Bear. Jon Bon Jovi has released several Christmas singles on his own and with his band, including his EP A Jon Bon Jovi Christmas in 2020 and his band single Christmas Isn't Christmas in 2023. I'm sure there are others, but those are the ones that really stand out. By the way, special versions of that Hang Cool Teddy Bear album included the song Peace on Earth, and you might think that's a Christmas song, but it really isn't, and you can tell that just from the chorus where Meatloaf sings, "I don't want peace on earth, I just want to go home. So all of that might be interesting, but you might be wondering about the remark I made about the ghosts of the Christmas that might have been. Well, in 2011, Meatloaf mentioned in multiple interviews that he was planning to release a Christmas album called Hot Holidays. He even said that it would feature many guests, including Garth Brooks and Reba McEntire, along with, quote, different rock people and some actors, end quote. That album was never released. In fact, there's no evidence that any tracks for it were ever recorded. He did release the non-Christmas album Hell in a Handbasket that year and his final album Braver Than We Are in 2016. But that's not all to Meatloaf's Christmas story. In 1995, he performed at New York radio station WPLJ singing several Christmas songs. In fact, from what I understand, the station still plays his version of Run Rudolph Run. Now, Meatloaf performed four Christmas songs that day: Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Run Rudolph Run, Silent Night, and Blue Christmas. The quality of these four songs isn't great, and I'm talking about the sound quality, not his ability as a singer. But the sound quality is probably why they were never officially released. But you can check them out on YouTube, and I've put links down in the show notes for each, so you can have a little idea of what a Meatloaf Christmas album might have sounded like. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share a little Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes too. So you can scroll down and click on that and then find your favorite, click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.